Welcome to our Politics in Review podcast. Another major primary night is in the books. The May 24th states either nominated their candidates for November or sent finalists to runoff elections. One of the most followed races posted a stunning ending. Though it wasn't a particular surprise that Georgia Governor Brian Kemp was renominated, his victory margin certainly was astonishing. Governor Kemp defeated former U.S. Senator David Perdue with a whopping 74% of the vote in what was certainly thought of as an upset possibility during candidate announcement time. Another surprise was embattled Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger surviving his Republican primary challenge from Congressman Jody Heiss and others in winning renomination outright. On the Democratic side, in the second of the incumbent House pairings, second-term Atlanta-area Representative Lucy McBath scored a 63-31% victory over freshman Democratic Congresswoman Carolyn Bordeaux. Though having only a 12% constituent carryover factor from her current district, Ms. McBath had stronger ideological ties to the Democratic base. She was also helped with millions of dollars from independent expenditures. The combination was enough to overwhelm Ms. Bordeaux, even though the latter woman had a much larger local constituent base. It was a tough primary election for former President Trump. Not only did two of his key candidates lose badly in Georgia, his recruitment of former University of Georgia football star Herschel Walker did pay off, as he was easily nominated in the Senate race, but the Alabama Senate candidate he eschewed after endorsing, Congressman Mo Brooks, also backfired. After being left for politically dead, Mr. Brooks rebounded to the point of qualifying for the June 21st runoff election with former business counsel of Alabama President and CEO Katie Britt. Representative Brooks moved past retired Black Hawk Down pilot Mike Durant to capture second place and advance. The eventual Republican nominee will replace retiring Republican Senator Richard Shelby. Also in Alabama, Governor Kay Ivey survived her Republican primary challenge without being forced into a runoff by scoring a 54% victory over 8 GOP candidates. Ms. Ivey is now a lock to win a second full term come November. Turning to Texas, the Bush political dynasty may be coming to an end. In the Attorney General's runoff, incumbent Ken Paxton, despite being under indictment and exposed in an extramarital affair, easily defeated State Land Commissioner George P. Bush by a surprisingly large 2-1 margin. Mr. Bush is the son of Florida former Governor Jeb Bush, nephew of President George W. Bush, and grandson of the late President George H.W. Bush. A new House vacancy occurred as Democratic U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado officially resigned his federal position to become New York's lieutenant governor. Waiting until May 25th to resign his House seat allowed Governor Kathy Hochul to schedule the special election concurrently with the New York congressional primary on August 23rd. There are now currently 6 House vacancies, with another to come before the election. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.